This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's Republican Party is outlining its policy priorities ahead of next year's election. Party leaders say they're focused on bringing down the cost of living by repealing fees and regulations, increasing public safety, and expanding school choice for families. The priorities were unveiled Monday. Democrats currently hold nearly all of Colorado's statewide offices, but those positions are up for election next year. In Boulder County, anyone indoors at a school building must now wear a mask. The county health department cited the Delta variant of COVID-19 as the reason behind the new order. It extends to childcare centers and indoor recreational sites like summer camps. The policy went into effect today. The Colorado School of Mines in Golden will launch a fleet of autonomous shuttles for students to ride this fall. They fit six people, and CPR's Paolo Chalceda got to ride one.
I'm right next to the School of Mines Student Center, where I just got off a self-driving bus. The shuttle's developer described it as looking like a toaster on wheels. It's fully electric and can run on battery life for almost a full school day. Easy Mile, a Denver-based company that develops self-driving vehicles and artificial intelligence, partnered with Mines to launch the fleet at the school. From Golden, I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
Colorado Rockies first baseman C.J. Krohn has been named Player of the Week for Major League Baseball's National League. Krohn scored 9 runs over 5 games and hit 4 home runs. He's also the first Rockies player ever to hit 3 grand slams in one season. The Rockies play at Houston tonight. First pitch against the Astros is just after 6 o'clock. You are listening to CPR News. I'm Corey Jones.